Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 44. Jace.
I can't even practice? I asked Coach. Sure, he could sit me out during the game on Friday, but I still wanted to get out onto the field, help my team, and work on my skills. If I was going to Michigan for football, I needed to be ready. I didn't want to sit around and do nothing. Coach placed a hand on my shoulder and ushered me to the sidelines.
You need to relax and take some time off. I understand what you're going through, and I heard the other side of the story from Jamal after you stormed off yesterday. But the principal and everyone in Redwood are watching you. If you screw up out here in the open, I can't hide it for you. And I can't lie to the principal if Carter gets his parents involved for you hitting him. You understand me?
I clenched my jaw and growled to myself. I understood, but that didn't mean I liked it. Coach nodded to Allie, who sat on the bleachers in the freezing cold.
Why don't you go spend time with her?
He cracked a smile.
Word around town is that you took my advice, stopped being an ass, and are back together with her. Is that right?
My lips curled into a soft smile. Yeah, it is.
I'm proud of you, he said, making me smile even harder. Take some time off. We'll be here on Friday night. Don't be late for the game. I need you to help me coach.
After grabbing my bag, I jogged past Carter toward the bleachers and tried hard not to lose my cool. Instead of making a huge deal out of what had happened, like I thought he would, he had been awfully quiet at school today about the fight.
Allie,
I shouted from the sidelines. Come on, we're going home. Stuffed in her new winter coat that seemed to swallow her body, she bounced up on her toes and hurried down the metal steps.
Already? You didn't even practice.
It doesn't matter. Now, come on. When she stepped off the bleachers, I wanted to reach for her hand more than anything. But she kept her hands stuffed into her pockets and was staring down at the ground all the way to my Maserati. I opened the door for her and watched her slide into the car. Did Carter talk to you today? I asked on the ride home.
No,
she said, rubbing her hands together.
But he makes me nervous.
What did he do? I asked her, grasping the steering wheel.
Nothing yet, but you were right. He's unstable.
After clutching the steering wheel even harder, I growled and pulled into our driveway. A sleek black car with tinted windows was parked in front of the house. Just the people I needed to see, though I didn't quite know why they were here.
What's Poison doing here? Allie asked.
I don't know, I said, stepping out of the car. Poison got out of their car and nodded to the front door, wanting me to let them in. I blew a breath out of my nose, snatched Allie's hand, and ushered her inside. What do you want? Allie rocked back on her heels, standing behind me and staring between the three of them. She crossed her arms and glanced at Kai.
Before you leave, I need to talk to you,
she said to him, then disappeared into the living room.
You have a problem, Joao said.
Me? I asked.
Nicole's father found out about the missing evidence, Landon said, crossing his arms over his chest. He doesn't know who did it, but he knows that it was sometime between Friday night and Tuesday morning.
I tensed and glanced into the living room. If he found out that it was me and Poison, he'd throw us in jail or do something much, much worse to hurt me, like fuck with Allie and all the opportunities that she had worked so hard for.
Since it wasn't only your mother's case that was stolen, he can't pinpoint who it was. It could literally be anyone. Nicole has so many people over at her house all the time, the cheerleaders, football players, even some nobodies that she likes sleeping with. But he knows that it's gone.
If you don't want Allie hurt, you better have a plan to come out with it all, Kai said to me,
following my gaze into the living room.
Soon.
I ran a hand over my face and groaned internally. I need more time. I'm not ready.
I don't have everything I need or the people I need to get this information out. Once I release it, all of Redwood is going to rally behind my father's back, and you fucking know it.
Joao smirked and pulled a pack of cigarettes out of his back pocket, lighting one up.
Not if all of Redwood's riches burn with him, he said. We have the information to blackmail and destroy some of the most prestigious families. They can't defend anyone else when their reputations are on the line.
You want to blackmail all of Redwood? I asked. It was a brilliant idea, if it worked, but a stupid one, if it failed. Joao blew out a puff of smoke.
Redwood billionaires have treated the poor like we're trash for the past 100 years. I know you would never understand that, as your daddy has given you everything. But it's fucking time we push back. Fuck the billionaires. I want to watch them desperately grasp onto their hope as we crush them under our fucking boots.
I rubbed my forehead and cursed. This had been coming for years now. I just hadn't thought I'd ever take part in it. The Redwood rich had always been too corrupt for their own good.
Are you in? Joao asked.
I ran my tongue against the front of my teeth. This was beyond risky, but if it helped me put that man behind bars or in the ground where he deserved to be, then I would do it. I would do anything to destroy the man who had ruined my entire life. Once you take care of Carter for me, I'm in.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.